Chips and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Robert Doyle Stadium. What has been a beautiful, beautiful night for opening night for the Shelby County Rockets as they have played a whale of a game so far. 38-0 the score. Shelby County on top of rival Oldham County, and the Colonels will kick to the Rockets to start the second half. Colonels are kicking from north to south, wearing all white uniforms and white helmets trimmed in royal blue. Of course, Shelby County in all navy and gold lettering. Here's a kick that's going to be popped up, hits the ground, and this one's going to be returned. This is William Davis, the freshman, going to bring it back to the middle of the field before being flipped over on the tackle.
We had Davis and Davis deep there, and Brandon Davis back in there. Made a great block to be able to pick some yards up toward the middle of the field.
So a running clock here to begin play in the second half after more than 36 points is the spread between these two teams.
Tyler Drain will be a quarterback starting out the second half.
We'll kind of keep an eye on the substitutions and when they'll come. We'll probably expect to see some junior varsity guys get a lot of action here in the second half. Here's Brandon Davis in motion. They'll hand it up to Moorhead up the middle. He's going to have a gain over the 30. The drive started at the 22-yard line. And this one spotted at the 30, so a gain of 8 on the run.
You know, he's progressed every week. And he's become one of the key members of this running attack.
That is true. He has been, he's probably been, him and Tyler Drain in the run game are the two guys you've got a key on.
Again,
here's Moorhead again as he bounces through the line, and he's brought down near the 40-yard line, so a gain of 10 on that run.
You know, we said earlier in the game that Oldham's defense was not going to let Tyler Drain beat them on the option. He's been given to Moorhead. They've been running between the tackles all night with him, or he's been given quick pitches out to one of the tail
backs. Stone or Davis?
Yes.
Yeah. Other than the, you mentioned the miscues where we've fumbled the football, this offense has shown some good chemistry here tonight. Drain going to hand it off on an inside handoff, and this is open. This is Brandon Davis on the near sideline, and he turns on the boosters and hightails it into the end zone for a touchdown.
60-yard run.
Brandon Davis showing some of that state championship speed from track and field, and he gets in for the score here in the third quarter, now 44-0.
That was just a great trap to the outside. Excellent blocking on the corner, and he kicked it in that other gear.
The misdirection on that play always is the trick. And if the back gets to the line quickly enough, as Davis did there, it's tough to catch him.
That was a great hold by the offensive line.
And here's the extra point. Edwards knocks it through. 45-0. The Rockets on top of the Colonels as we'll step away. You're listening to Rocket Football on WXLN Radio and Power 93.3.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
WXLN. Back at Robert Doyle Stadium tonight on opening night here in week three of high school football in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. The Rockets playing host to the Oldham County Colonels as Josh Edwards kicks a high end-over-end kick down to the one. This one going to be returned by Lucas Jones. Gets out to the 20 before being brought down by Caleb Moorhead on the kick coverage. where the Colonels will start first and 10. I want to give you an update on that score. Collins is leading at the half, 14-6. I'm told that Nashawn Roseberry and Dalton Maggard each with a touchdown for the Titans. And we'll try to keep you updated as we have some correspondence at the game there in Middletown. 6:55 in the clock running here for the Rockets, leading big 45-0. Oldham County comes out with a broken play here. This is going to be Aaron Harden, and he's going to be dropped for a big loss. Clayton O'Donohue on the stop. And Harden went to try and fake a handoff, and he was faking it to a guy that wasn't there and then started looking around, finding some place to go.
I think the Rockets might have been closer to him than any of his other fullbacks or tailbacks.
I think you're right. So a loss of almost 10 on the play. Official marker here's got him at 2nd and 18. He'll drop back to pass, and he'll be dropped again. Is he in the end zone?
I think inside the 5, about the 2.
They're trying to plead for a safety. They are definitely inside the 5.
Shelby County's defense has done everything else tonight. They've let him get the safety.
It has been we've seen teams come in here that we knew we were supposed to beat or blow out, if you will. This wasn't one of those. I was positive that we would be up 45 at this point, but it has been an absolute domination from the defensive side of the ball for Shelby County. They run a quarterback sneak here just to get out of the shadows of their own end zone so they can have a decent position to punt. They've got it marked at 4th and 29.
Shelby County's going to get the ball again about the 30-yard line.
And so we'll see now the freshman, William Davis, deep to return here, the punt. Good snap, a wobbly kick out to the left side coming toward the Shelby County bench as it bounces out of bounds. No, it's not going to stop just shy of going out, but down at about the 32-yard line, so not a very good punt. A net of about 2 yards on the punt. And I expect now that will we see second team? Still see a lot of first team guys out there. Keyshawn Catlett still there. James Bradley, William Davis in the huddle.
I see a few linemen starting to come in.
You're right. Clayton O'Donohue going to march out with Tyler Drain. And it just makes you wonder, if Keyshawn Catlett does come off the field out of the huddle, it does make you wonder, with 3:55 left, if this third quarter is all that Coach Shipley is going to give. Here's the handoff to Moorhead, right behind senior center Hayden Tedford, and a gain of about 5 on the play. Under 4 minutes here in the third quarter, 45-0. Rockets well on top. You know, we've talked a lot about the defense and what they've done tonight as James Bradley comes off the field, Keyshawn Catlett back on. Coach Nick Edwards, the offensive coordinator, has got to be at least a little happier that they haven't put the ball on the ground as the handoff goes up the middle to Moorhead again. He's close to the first down marker, going to be about a yard shy, bring up third and about 1 or 2. But this offense, outside of that first quarter, has put the gas pedal to the ground.
They sure have, Sean. You know, we're up 45-0 in the third, but we've got to work on our timing.
Third and 2, they're going to hand it off to the freshman Davis, and he's going to be hit in the backfield. They're going to mark him down across the 25-yard line. He had to get to about the 21 for the first down, and so it's going to be fourth down, and will they march the kicker out for a long field goal? They will not. They're going to leave the offense in. Keyshawn Catlett still in the game. This first team offense, aside from William Davis, is on the field still with now 2 minutes left to go in the third. Fourth down and 3. Drain hands it off to Moorhead up the middle. He's going to be brought down shy of the first down marker, and so the Rockets for the first time tonight will turn the ball over on downs.
They're starting to make a few substitutions up on the line. I think I noticed that Jordan Ava was playing center on that one.
And the Rocket defense now marches out. 1:28 with the running clock here at Robert Doyle Stadium. Colonels will break from the huddle. They still have their first team offense out there as well. Empty backfield with Eric Edwards at quarterback. Here's a man in motion to the right side. They'll hand it off. As he gets some positive yardage up to the 33-yard line. 34 was where the first down marker is, so mark it a gain of about 8 or 9 on the play. They mark it at the 32.
That was a simple in rebound,
in the round. Mm-hmm.
Inside handoff and got to the corners. We filled in on it pretty quick.
It'll be second and one, and we are at 30 seconds now in the third quarter. Trips to the left side, one receiver split in the slot. They send a man in motion. They'll hand it off around the right side, and he'll be met, but he'll take a second effort across the marker for the first down. Chase Samples on the carry for the Colonels, and that's a rare first down for the Colonel offense. Sorry to say it, as the third quarter comes to a close here at Shelby County High School. It has been all Rockets all night long tonight. They lead it 45-0. We'll have fourth quarter action and high school football coming up on Power 93.3 WXLN after this.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.